So why don't we start with Lord MacDonald's and the Ballinasloe Fair? Because I definitely know how to play those without any problems. Okay. Let me see if I move back, if you guys want to see the accordion. Just make sure you hit, can you hear me okay when I'm talking? Okay, good. Sorry. Amy Young, how are you? Amy and Paul, I didn't get to say hello to you guys yet.
Hello.
And who else didn't I say hello to? Did somebody else say to? Well, Maggie, I didn't get to say hello to. And Noonan, hi. How are you? Anyway, I think that's all. I said hello to everybody earlier to see her. All right. So let's do... Let's do the apples in winter and the moon coin. So I'm getting practicing here for my concert with Brian Conway. So I'm playing all these Brian tunes. Oh, by the way, was the tempo okay for those reels? Okay.
Thank you.
How was that? Tempo was okay there?
Great. I love that set.
It's a beautiful set. Great, great tunes. Yeah, I pulled out all the old ones, though, because most of those are the ones I can remember how to start. So let's do, why don't we do Dumfries and Kitty's Wedding, hornpipes. We've got a few new people here. So Lisa, how are you? Howard, good to see you. Sue, hi, honey. It's my honey. Hi, Jan. Jan's at home on Vashon Island, and I miss her terribly. So I won't cry. Who else is here? Did I miss anybody? Brendan? Andrea? Brian, good to see you back. All right.
Work wouldn't leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't have to worry about that anymore. I guess so. Well, maybe I do.
I'm getting close, I think.
All right. So let's do Dumfries. Let me move this back.
Thank you.
you go. It's very dry in this room. My throat is getting really dry. I had to turn the heat up because it was snowing here today.
John, where are you again?
I'm in Milford, Connecticut, where I used to live. And I think I got the worst
sleet here today.
I got the worst office chair in the whole hotel, I think, tonight. It's killing me, killing my butt.
Well, it's snowing here in Central Oregon.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Trying to.
Well, it didn't accumulate here, thank God, but I think they said it was supposed to be 2 inches accumulated in New York, so in Manhattan. So we'll see what happens. I got to go there tomorrow. All right. So far, so good. So let's go back to reels and do the... I just did this set with my buddy. He was just visiting. Sean Cleland was visiting, and we played this on the road. So this is the Rolling in the Barrel, and In the Tap Room, and the Earl's Chair. Oh, I'll move this again.
Screwed it up.
Give me a second here. I'm going to grab a pillow. It's got to be the most uncomfortable chair in the world. There you go.
Doesn't everybody in the world mix up those first two tunes sometimes?
Oh. Well, you know, the problem is I didn't really play him until I met Sean. I kind of knew him in my, I heard him before. And you know what happened? So I talk about this to my students all the time. I was playing it and thinking to myself, you know, this is really easy to mess these two tunes up. That's exactly what I was thinking when I did it. So I kind of willed it on myself by mistake. So I can't think like that again, you know. All right, so lovely. So let's do. What's the timpani bit? I do those. I recorded those two tunes, and now I forgot.
That one.
That's stripped out alone, right?
Yeah, that.
All right, we'll do the tempo. That's not actually what I meant to put there, but seeing I wrote it down, let's do that. Two good tunes there. So here we go. 3, 4.
Thank you.
Tempo, everybody. I feel like I'm playing really, really slow tonight, so, but that's probably a good thing.
The funny thing is, I think you played what I know as Sixpenny Money.
Oh, that's right.
But they're very similar tunes, and I never really realized that before.
So what is the tenpenny bit?
The tenpenny bit, I don't know it that well, but... Wait. It's kind of almost an inverted, like, lilted right. Banshee almost.
Yeah, so you're right. You're absolutely correct.
But I like Sixpenny Money better, so I'm glad you played that one.
Yeah. Well, we might increase the odds and play it with another set. That's a really good tune, too. All right, let's do the... Can somebody give me the start of the home ruler? I I really apologize for this. Now, my I have a really good excuse. I couldn't bring the book with me on the road for a month or two.
Like that?
All right, so let's do the rights of man into the home ruler.
Thank you.
nice. I wish I could hit those low notes. But I have to make something else up.
Oh man, this, I don't know what's going on with this. This might work better. I don't usually sit back in the chair.
Does anybody gotta go.
Okay. Hi, Annie.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
You gotta go?
Yeah, I gotta go. I've got my meditation thing. Aww. See you tonight. Bye. Love you, love you too. Sorry. It's embarrassing.
All right, Lord Inchiquin. Let's do that. Beautiful piece of music, isn't it? I really love that. All right, let's do the eel in the sink, and the boys of Ballysadare and the crooked road to Dublin. So I learned the eel in the sink double. A lot of people play it single, but I play it double. That's how I learned it. So we're going to play it that way, so. The New York jig into the geese in the bog. Let me move this a little bit more.
Bye.
Another set of hornpipes, and then we'll do a set of reels. I think I'm going to have to finish with the set of reels because, I'll be honest with you, this bloody chair is so uncomfortable. My back and everything is killing me. And I know I seem to always be complaining lately, but it really is messing up my posture here. But let's do McDermott's and Lateral Burns, and then we'll go into... We'll finish off with Sally Gunn's. Why don't we do this? We'll do the Sally Gunn's, the Sligo Maid, and then Father Kelly's one, because that I remember how to start. So I'm a little nervous about Father Kelly's number two. So let's do McDermott's and Lateral Burns first. Ha ha ha. Been okay tonight. I think it's okay in general. And let's finish with the reels. And it doesn't look like I'll be able to do the Wednesdays again until after the cultist convention, which I think is in the third week of April. You know, as much as, you know, good intentions and everything, I just don't think it's going to be practical to try and do it, especially with the time difference and everything like that. So I really appreciate
it. It'll be great to see you at the cultist.
Oh yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the cultist convention actually, and some of you I'll see in Ireland, like Linda and Karen.
Yeah.
And Jen, I'm excited. And David is going to be okay. There. So that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. And if anybody's interested, I think I mentioned it. We're already set for next year, so we're doing the last week of April into May, so I'm not sure, I don't have the dates in front of me, but I think it ends like the 5th of May or something like that, I think, off the top of my head. So if anybody's interested in going next year, I would love to have you. Similar kind of thing, we're doing a couple of changes, of course, because we don't want to be too repetitive, but you can look into it, Wallet Music, Wallet Atlantic Music Tour. WildAtlanticMusic.com.
Yeah.
WildAtlanticMusicTours.com. So, anyway, thank you. Love you guys. I thank you more importantly for your friendship. I really do. I really greatly appreciate it. So, thank you so much. And I hope we can all get together in person one day. Wouldn't that be nice to have a Zoom get together with everybody that did it, and we'll all be in the same place playing together. It'd be fantastic. All right. God bless everybody. Stay safe. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And here we go. The Sally Gardens, the Sligo Maid, and Father Killies. There we go. I almost played the wrong tune. Thank you. Thanks so much, and again, thanks to Alina and also Michael for helping out doing the slow sessions. This was, I forgot to put the number, this was number 52, I think, wasn't it, today? So we've been through a long haul here, but it's been fun, and we'll do it again. So if you guys keep coming, I'll keep doing it. That's all I can say. So have a great month, or a little over a month, maybe, and I'll see you then, and some of you I'll see beforehand, but sincerely have a great St. Patrick's Day, and the important thing is be safe. There's a lot of crazy people going to get drunk that day, which is unfortunate, but anyway. God bless you. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon again.
Thanks so much, John.
Bye.